are live. You're live? Says Marty Wexler is talking to us right now. Well, we can't talk to him, Barry, because we're brown bagging it from the van. It's been a long time.
We're back.
We are back. We're bad back like a bad penny or something, they say. Yeah. You go over here by this little cool, that's kind of a cool deal there. Look at that. See that? I bet you wish you were standing right underneath that. Little like water park over here in Illinois.
Yeah.
O'Fallon, Illinois. I don't know who's on. Can't tell. I never can tell real well, so I'm not going to say anything. Sometimes I say if they comment. Sometimes you see them, Barry, and sometimes I don't.
Yeah, the icons are so small, they're hard to see.
Well, Jeanette's on, so I see her, because it says that. That's not to say that somebody else is on in comments, because Lynn's told me she's been on multiple times and said, hey, boys, I didn't see it.
We don't get it.
So there is occasion, like we mentioned before, that we don't say hi, and somebody says hi to us, so we apologize. You can blame him.
Blanket statement, hi to everyone who's on.
There you go, Barry. Just a blanket statement to everybody. Lisa's on.
Hey,
Lisa Galeazzi, Patty's on. Vaughn is on. So there's four. It says four people commented, and it's only showing three, so I don't know how that works. But here's what I'm going to do. Because my camera stinks, it's terrible. I have two cameras. Of course, you have the one, and you flip it around. Right. One's really foggy, so I'm going to pass this off. Randy, maybe you need a new phone. I think that's the second time Jeanette said that. We're hoping maybe she would, you know, maybe start a GoFundMe page for a brand new phone.
Oh, there you go.
So, yes, it is time for a new phone, though. I'm going to give that to you. So, I guess when it gets up to, like, five, Barry will go. Put these on. I don't even really think I need my Bible today, because these are scriptures we should all have memorized.
These are
the ones we're going to use, right?
Well, it says, I'm here. You go, guys. Hey. Patty Tucker? Hey, guys.
The kid's over there in the batting cages. That kid just nailed it.
Yeah, I know. Look at that. This little city park here has all kinds of goodies for the kids to do.
Look at the kids.
Got some people over here at the Ball Diamond.
Are we at five yet?
Having fun. Yep.
Okay.
Just rolled over.
Get started.
Get it in.
So we were thinking today, on the way to drive the disc drive to Illinois, we always have a lot of windshield time, so we think about sermons, and we talk about issues with company and issues, you know, things we're facing at the church, strategy, et cetera, et cetera. It's actually a great time. On occasion, we reminisce about some really dumb things that we did in our past, be it business, in our personal lives, or even in the church. But before we knew Jesus, before we had the Holy Spirit guiding and directing our lives, We made some of the dumbest decisions that we could have sworn at that time were correct.
Yeah.
Or were true.
Right.
We can just go through a whole laundry list, and I suspect that you guys can too. Go back through a whole laundry list of things you're like, man, I thought I was so right. But I couldn't have been further away from the truth.
From the truth.
You know, so Jesus came along in 93. And John 8:32 says, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, we know the truth is personified as Jesus, right? So, and I think of the myriad of decisions that we make over the course of a day, a week, a month, a year. How about a whole lifetime of choice after choice after choice after choice? All these choices we make on a daily basis.
Yep.
You know, and you guys might say towards the end of this, that was a waste of my time. But I think Peter said, I'm always going to remind you of the truth, because truth stands on itself. But sometimes, because we're in a fallen nature, we tend to, if we don't walk in the spirit of truth, we can get away and find ourselves walking in darkness. We're doing a great study. Tim's leading it on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. We're studying 1 John. It says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with him and each other,
right,
and the blood of Christ covers us, right?
Yeah.
So it's all about walking in the light in response to truth. So out of all the choices that we make in our life, we can choose the wrong spouse. We can choose the wrong car. We can choose the wrong outfit. We can choose the wrong school, Barry. We can go on and on and on, and we've made all these choices. But the one choice that you cannot get wrong, You cannot get wrong to the question of who is Jesus. You can't get it wrong.
Right.
That's the one you got to get right. Barry, let's just say there's 5 gazillion choices to make, and you got every one wrong, but you got that one right.
You'd be okay.
Who is Jesus? He is the Christ. He's the Son of God, and he's right. My Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I'd rather get that one choice right and every other decision I've ever had to make, past, present, future, wrong, than to get every other decision right, but get the one thing wrong.
Yep.
Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So here's the question I have for you. And most of the people that would actually mark this on their phone and say, I'm going to log on to the Brown Bag at 12:30. I'm going to go to my church on Sunday mornings at 7 or 10. Or I'm going to go to Saturday Night Misfits. Most of those people have responded and got the choice right that Jesus is the Christ and he's
yep.
their personal Savior. They've repented. But here's the question I think we need to ask. Our loved ones, our sphere of influence, the people that we know we come across, have you asked them the question? Who is Jesus to you? Because they need to answer like we have all answered. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He was a crucified one. He is born and lived a sinless life for us and gave himself up willingly that we would have eternal life, John 3:16. He didn't come into the world to get into the world, but to save it, John 3:17. So today's encouragement is, and we just met, I think we had 2 or 3 encounters today, and we got to ask them, do you know Jesus?
Yep.
Who is Jesus to you?
Yep.
Fortunately, both people responded, and he's my Lord, he's my Savior, which is great. And I think encouraging believers to, if for those that call on the name of Jesus, that have responded to the truth and have made the truth the center of your lives, our lives ought to reflect that character change. We're doing a message this week called If You Are What You Were, Then You Ain't. You know, so we're going to talk about that, being born again.
Think about that one.
So the question is, I think the implications for our life, there should be a life change. If you've responded to the truth, you need to continue to saturate your mind with truth, because remember, we're fallen and we're apt to forget the truth.
Right.
That's what I have, Barry.
Right.
I'm flip it around. You take
I
it
like
from
it.
Here,
hey,
Holmes.
Is that Mark Martin from Texas?
Is it Mark Martin from Texas?
I see Mark Martin on there.
Let's see. It is.
Hey, what's up?
Mark. It is Mark. Hey, Joshua.
We were just talking
about
that.
He's on there. Connie's on there. Of course.
Fine country attack.
John Halverson's on there from Wisconsin, Barry, so it's great to see you, those guys. It's great to see everybody.
Some of those were scrolling up, and I couldn't see fast.
Okay. So what do you got, Barry?
I agree with kind of what you're saying. Just who is Jesus to you? That's a perfect question to ask people. Where they are with it, you know, generally most people are probably going to say he's a good teacher, blah, blah, blah. Yes, but what does he mean to you? Because that's what Jesus is going to say. What did you do with my son when you meet him face to face? We were talking about that the other day. We don't want to miss that opportunity. You want to get right before you get left. So you want to make the right decision and not miss it. Because, like you said earlier, we make thousands of decisions a day. And if you're not in tune, you're going to make a bunch of wrong ones. And you're probably going to react to situations instead of thinking about it, instead of praying about it. But if you're in tune with the Spirit, you're walking with the Spirit, chances are you're going to slow down a little bit and think about some of the decisions you're going to make that will affect your life. We were talking on the 4th of July, the get-together that we had, that we're still living some of the bad decisions we made.
Yeah, that right.
30 years ago. We're still.
Hey, Cammie says hi from Misfits, Wisconsin.
Hey, Wisconsin, right on. We're still working it out after all those bad decisions we made. And sometimes you wonder, why weren't we introduced to Christ before then? Could have saved us a lot of trouble, but obviously it wasn't our timing or however God orchestrates it. But the main thing is to know Jesus. Make the right decision, because he's for us. He's not against us, right?
And how about this, Barry? In response to your question, who is Jesus to you? You can get a lot of things right. You can say, oh, he was a great teacher. He was a prophet.
Right.
He lived a great life. Well, that's great. All those things are truth. But if you have not responded to the truth by making it personal, like you accept that truth, you're just responding to, we know it's true.
Right.
That's not the question we're asking. What does it mean, and how is it implicated in your life?
That's right. Amen to that. That's about all I have, guys. I want to encourage you guys to, if you've been slacking lately because of the holiday, jump back in the Word. Get your worship music on. Whatever you got to do, stay attached to Jesus. Stay walking with him, because this world is evil. Obviously, we're seeing it every day. It's just getting worse. So stay attached to the vine.
Remain.
Remain.
Love you guys.
Have a good weekend.